You may recall Yasin Aref, the Albany imam convicted of material support for terrorism, along with pizzeria owner Mohammed Hussein, following a massive FBI sting that created international headlines. Outgoing Albany Common Council member Dom Calcellaro sponsored the Albany Resolution, passed by the Common Council in 2010, which urged the U.S. Department of Justice to review the convictions of Muslims who were preemptively prosecuted to ensure their fair treatment under the Constitution.
It is time to follow the Constitution and do things the right way. And one of the things we did warn about on the Common Council that came up during public comment period and by other council members was that if they're doing it to the Muslims and Muslim families, it's going to start affecting other people. They're going to go after other people. And that's been proven to be correct since 2010. We've seen it with the leaks that have come out. What's happening, that innocent people are being targeted, that who knows how many millions of people's phone messages and cell phones and emails are being looked at that you don't know about. And we warned people. We said this isn't just going to happen to one group, a small group in the Muslim community. It's going to start spreading out.
Attorneys for Aref filed an appeal in July asking his conviction be overturned or he be granted a new trial. That appeal was based on new evidence obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request that Aref had been misidentified by the FBI. Aref attorney Kathy Manley.
The FBI thought that Yasin was somebody in Al-Qaeda, somebody named Mohammed Yasin. And this person, a person named Mohammed Yasin in Al-Qaeda, was killed in 2010. And it was after that that Yasin got this information while he was in prison from a FOIA request that he made.
Aref's defense has also filed a so-called reply memo to the prosecution, which proclaims that U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder announced on November 15th that the Department of Justice will notify defendants, including those in past cases, if evidence derived from NSA surveillance was used in their cases. The Justice Department did not respond to a request for comment in time for broadcast. Attorney Manley had kind words for NSA leaker Eric Snowden.
I definitely view him as a whistleblower. I think it's wonderful that this stuff came out. And you know, this stuff is still coming out. I mean, just the other day, they were talking about how the NSA was looking at people's pornography habits on the internet, like just legal pornography. And, you know, they were doing that targeting Muslims, but if they could easily do that to anybody else, and maybe Congress might be a little worried about that.
Despite procedural obstacles, Aref's defense team will forge ahead with the new evidence, hoping their efforts will earn him and pizzamaker Hussein early release. Aref, currently incarcerated in Pennsylvania, has served 8 years of a 15-year prison sentence. His release date is October 2018. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.